Gemara, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, wants to bring a proof to the question of Kofsa Zokuk Lo or Kofsa Ein Zokuk Lo. The light, the Neres Hanukkah, and they went out, do you have to rekindle, relight them or not? Gemara says, Ramino, have a proof to against the Mandomer, the person who holds Kofsa Ein Zokuk Lo. It says, Mitzvasa Mishatishka Achama, the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neres Hanukkah is from Shkia Sachama. Shkia Sachama is a machloikis Yishayim, as a discussion among the earlier commentaries, if that's referring to what we call the beginning of Shkia or the end of Shkia, which would be Teisa Kochavim. Would that be right at sunset or when they're coming out of the stars? But that's not for this discussion, but that it says it has to last from Tishka Chama until the Shear of Tichla Regum Neshuk, which is commonly understood for the a length of a half hour. My love, what does it seemingly mean? The Ikovsa, if it went out, Toder Madiklo. If it went out, you have to go ahead and rekindle the Ner, because it gives a time frame. It has to be lit from Shkiyas Chama, from the time of sunset, until Tichla Rego Minashuk. My answer is no. Loi. Di'i loy adlik madlik. What it means is that if you didn't light in that time, di'i loy adlik, if you didn't light then you have that whole period of time, that half hour period of time, to light. That means if you didn't light at the beginning of Mishat Tishka Chama, you can continue lighting until Asher Tichla Rego Minashuk, which for all intents and purposes, call now for that period of a half hour. The inamli, another answer to the shiura. What's the time frame? How much oil do you have to put into light? The amount of oil you have to put into light is for that period of half hour. But if it went out, the neiris, you don't have to rekindle the neiris or relight the neiris at all. According to the first answer of the Gemara, di lo adlik madlik means that if you didn't light within that half hour, you can't light. But it says the ilo adlik madlik. If you didn't light then, you could light then, which would mean to be understood that if you didn't light within that half hour, then it's too late to light. What does the first mandoma, the first answer the Gemara hold about the shiur, about the length of time? Seemingly, if you hold kofsa einoi zokuk lo, you wouldn't have to light the half hour. If you lit maybe in the middle, you wouldn't have to light a whole half hour. And the Prima Gadlim brings down something from the Pichadosh, that if a person doesn't have enough shemen, he doesn't have enough oil, his candles aren't long enough to last for a half hour, then he should light without a bracha, because it really depends on the two answers of the Gemara. But according to the first answer, according to the second answer, you have to have the shear, and that would pass, and that's what you have to have. But like we said, if you don't have that, you should light at least with candles, you got to assure they're without a bracha. But the idlo adlik madlik means that you have that half hour to light. But if you don't light within the half hour, seemingly it's too late. Tosfos speaks out, the idlo adlik madlik divrei machlo de'i, avol mikan ve'eilech, but from that time on, over hazman, it's past the time. Like we said, that's a simple explanation of the Gemara. From that time on, it's too late. Brings down from one of the Bali places. The Yesh Zara, a person now should be careful. Careful, Ulahadlik Belila, Miyad. A person should be careful to light at night, Miyad, meaning that's from the beginning of the Shir. Shelo Ya'acher Yoyser Midad. He should not push it off too much. Why? Because the Gemara says the Shir, the Ilo Adlik Madlik. So therefore, according to the first Mandomer, you have to light then. If you didn't light within that half hour from at least Tzeza Kochavim, then it'll be too late. And the Kamakam says, places in Icher, if you pushed off, Yadlik Misafek. If you pushed off, what you should do is, you should light Misafek. You have a question, if you have a Chiyah to light or not, you should light Misafek. Daha Mishani Shinoi Achrimi. Because the Gemara says another answer. The Gemara says two answers. Just like we said about the question of shiur, if you don't have enough to light for half an hour, so it's a safek, it's a question what you would do. So since the Gemara says one answer of dila alik malik, if you wouldn't have a shiur, then you would light without a bracha. So two, if you didn't light within that half hour, then the thing that would be is what you should do is you should light. Masafik, a question, what is the ikar answer? What's the most, the answer that's nifsak la'alacha? So therefore, since we have a teres l'shiura that it's not ma'akiv, it doesn't mean that if you didn't light within the shir, within the time of that half hour, that you're not moshe. So therefore, you would light masafik. What would seemingly be, what should be the psak halacha, is that you should light without a bracha. Anytime we have a question, a suffix, so what you should do is you should really light without a bracha. But here lies a very big question in Tosfos. Tosfos says, you forgot to light within a half hour, since there's two answers. So what you should do is you should go ahead and yadlik masafik. You should light masafik. And here we have a question. If you're lighting the suffix, that means right now I have a suffix, mizorbanon, I have a suffix, if I am mechuyev in the mitzvah anymore. I could have missed out, I blew it, I missed my opportunity to do the mitzvah, or maybe I didn't miss out. Right now, when we're talking after the half hour, I am a suffix. I'm in a questionable state, am I mechuyev, am I responsible to do the mitzvah, or is it too late? So normally the klal is by a suffix mizorbanon, by a suffix, that's a rabbinic ordinance. Normally the accepted understanding is that suffix or a bonon. Let me tell you, it's a suffix on a rabbinic ordinance. Lekula, we're mako. We don't make you go ahead and do it. Here Tosfos tells us something else. Tosfos says, in Icher, yadlik misafik. If you're ma'acher, you should be ma'adlik misafik. You should light misafik. So two points to bring. Why would Tosfos tell us that misafik, and have a question, you should light? It seems to be that it is a rabbinic ordinance in nature, and that's what it seems to be from the parchment. It's rabbinical. So why would you have a chiyuv to go ahead and light at all? Number one. And number two is, if you would have a chiyuv, if you would be responsible to light, it would seemingly be that you should light without a bracha. Now you should light with a bracha. A quote from Tosfos. That's what it should be. Because in brachas, you say suffix brachas, like we said beforehand. We have a question about making brachas, any type of blessings that we call birkas a mitzvah, a blessing on a mitzvah, then we'd say suffix brachas lahalka. We would be mako, we would say you don't go ahead and make the bracha on the mitzvah, even though you're doing the mitzvah, but you would not make a bracha misafik. The Gra in Maaseh Rav, well, he paskins the halacha, he brings down this shita. In Maaseh Rav, the Gra says, yes, if you light after the Zman, you light without a bracha, which should be the seemingly what Tosfos would hold. That's the Shitas HaGra. The Magen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch, this Tosfos is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Tosfos says that the Shulchan Aruch is in Tuf Reish Ayin Bay, Siv Bay. The Mechaber Paskins, the first part of Tosfos, well, Mr. Shem will explain the second part of Tosfos. But the Mechaber Paskins, the first part of Tosfos, and says, Avolim over Zehazman, Veloy Hidlik, meaning if you pass the time that we said the half hour, Madlik Veholik Kolalila, you light the whole night. Now, it seemingly, it should be, according to Tosfos, it should be, a Machloik, a Safik you light, so because it's a Safik, you do it, you should light mechumra, but you should not make a bracha, says the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says in Oy Sif Katan Vav, the Beis Yosef Kosev, the Havis Faker, the Din, it's a suffix, what we pass in. Vim Ken Mashma She'en Levarach, that you shouldn't make a bracha. Ava, Midasosim B'Shulchan Aruch, but since the Shulchan Aruch says it's Tam, doesn't say that it's a chumrah, therefore you shouldn't make a bracha. He says, Yadli kol alayla, and the sasam, Shulchan Aruch, mashma da'a sayshivar. Mashma the da'a of the Shulchan Aruch is to make a bracha. And again, like we said, the Gra learned up that the psak of the mechaber is based on the suffix the dinner, and that's why it's makri, you don't make a bracha. And the Magen Avraham says, that's true, that's what should be, but the mashma is the seemingly, the simple explanation of the Shulchan Aruch seems to mashma, it seems to be, you can infer that you make a bracha with it. And the question is why? Why would you make a bracha? Over here, the Prima Gadim, and he explains the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadim, one of the later commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, explains that There's another Deya, there's another Shita, there's another one of the early commentaries, the Rashba, who holds that even though the Gemara says, De'ilo Abdik Madik, but the Gemara does not mean that it's Ma'akiv. It means it's a mitzvah in a mufa. That's the proper way to light. De'ilo Abdik Madik. If you didn't light within the half hour, you continue to light, and you are doing what's called the mitzvah in a mufa. But if you did light after the half hour, you're still yoyt the mitzvah, and you still have a chiyuv to light after the half hour. That's what the Rashba says. He says that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is what we call a mitzvah halayla. And any mitzvah during the layla is kasher kol halayla. So hu adin, so too would be true with Neiris Chanukah. So it says the Prima Gadim. We have a suffix. Do we go like Tosfos? Or do we go like the Rashba? When the Gemara says the ilo adik madik, is it only le mitzvah ba'alma to do the lechatchila? Or is it me'ikr hadin? Is it ma'akev? Can't be yoytze. And even if you go like Tosfos, it's a suffix in the answers of the Gemara. So that's called what the Prima Gadim says, a sveik sveika. We have a double suffix. Suffix, even like the Rashba, according to everyone, you would be able to make a bracha afterwards. And according to Tosfos, it's a tully on two answers in the Gemara. It's called the sveik sveika. And the Prima Gadim is Maramez, that to what he discussed in many places, a sveik sveika. Do you make a bracha on a mitzvah that you have a sveik sveika not to make a bracha? Because sveik sveika is a lot more cows, a lot easier to be able to make a bracha. But this is a discussion among many of the poiskim, many of the codifiers, what we do on the sveik sveika. Do we make a bracha on the sveik sveika or not? And now's not the place to get into it, but the Prima Gadim really says it to answer this, what we call a doichik, to answer this difficult point. Okay. And then come back to maybe say an answer according to the Ritva, and we'll see maybe another mahalach, another way also. But Tosfos continues, and we're going to bring out some of the questions on Tosfos. Tosfos continues, Ulari Nira. Tosfos says, Ulari Nira, it seems to be that according to the Ri, Da'ata, now, Ein Lochosh Mosa Yadlik. That's all, Bizman the Gemara, that they did. The way the Iker Din of the Gemara, the way the Gemara says this is the Chachila to light. What's that? You lit. Each one lit the Pesach Besa Mevachutz. According to Machlokes Rishonim, it means Pesach Achatzer, it means Pesach Abayis, but it means you're lighting to the Rishus Harabim, to where people are walking by and seeing the neighbors that you lit. But the Ata in Lachosh Masayavik, the Anu by us, Enam Hokel Lebnei Abayis. We light inside. Shrei Malikim Bifnim, already in the time of Tosfos, the minig in Chutzos definitely was already to light inside. The Gemara says later on, Ubishas Hasakana Manicha Al Shulchana V'Dayoy. In Shas Hasakana, you can leave it on your Shulchan, and you can be Yoytze. You are fulfilling the mitzvah by lighting on your Shulchan. So it says Tosfos that what we're going to hold that with that what we're going to hold in Paskin that Ilo Abik Mabik is only said when you are lighting B'Vachutz outside. When your ikur, when the emphasis of your persume nisa, to expound on the nais, to show the nais, that's going to be only outside. So if you're doing it for outside, you have to do it when people are around. In the time of the Gemara, that was that half hour. But now that we light for the people inside the house, it doesn't bother us. You can light at any time, so it says, it's not a problem. That's what the Ramah Paskins, the Halacha, especially Shine Days, he brings Yesh Oimrim, there are those who hold. The Yesh Oimrim, Shabbatman Azesh, Shemadlikim Bithnin, Ain Sark Rizal Hadlik, Kodim Shechal Regal Mishuk. You don't have to go ahead and light Kodim Shechal Regal Mishuk, and you call Malkam, Toiv Lizor, Gambitman Azesh. Ramah ends off though, Toiv Lizor, meaning even according to the Das of Toysis that holds that Bizman the Gemara, Bizman when we do the Iker Din of the Gemara to light Pesach Mesa the Vachutz, even there we held that you have to light the Zman, because the Ilo Adlik Malik, you have that half hour period to light more than that not. But the Zman Neino, we don't have to light. Tosfos, there are more possible according to the end of Tosfos, like he says, the Zman Neino, we light inside. The Ma does end up in the Komokam, Toy Luzoi Gam, the Zman is there. Toy Luzoi Gam, the Zman is there. And he doesn't explain the reason why. Maybe we're Choshish for the Zman. He really doesn't tell us why we have to be Zohar Gam Bizman Azeh. But the Ritva, the Rashba himself, and the Rashba explains that even Bizmanenu, He says that the mitzvah is bizman, that we're matayim the ikur, what we call the ikur pirsum anisa, that what we call pirsum anais, that people should see the nais, that we should show up, show the nais. That was done for the people outside, that you need that half hour. But even nowadays, that we light inside for ourselves, we should light bizman because of zizah magdim and the mitzvahs. And that seemingly would be the makor for the Ramah, that the Yishanis speak out, that even for us, we're not mechuyev, we don't have the chiyuv to light right away, but the reason matim and the mitzvahs we do have. And very interesting, the Ritva, the Rashba ends off with the Gemara, that the Gemara says, and that Chav Gimel on the day, the Gemara talks about those people who were nizhar, people who were very careful with lighting the Neiris Shabbos and Neiris Chanukah. So the Gemara says a story that the Gemara says, Rav Huna have a ruggle that the chalaf at Tana Pitzchad der Be'avin. He would go by and pass the Pesach of Rabbi Avin, Nagra. Chazda have a ruggle b'shargi Tuva. He saw that he was ruggle, he had a lot of neiros. The Rashba has the Girsa. Chazda have a ruggle b'shargi. He saw that he was ruggle in neiros. He didn't have the, he used a lot of neiros. The Girsa, he saw that he was ruggle b'shargi. Amar, Trey Gavi Rabbi Nafik. And the same, Gemara brings down another story, also the same thing. The Rashba goes in both stories, Rogo Deshaga. And the Rashba says, what was the special thing that was done? The Rashba, just one second here. The Rashba says, Chazdeva Rigili Besharagi, I'm a Trey Gavi Rabbi Nafik. He learns up that the Rigilus was to light on the time. The regilus here was the light bizman. That was the zrizim magdimim mitzvah. Therefore, if you take the mitzvah and your zorah is to do it on time, you have not only the mitzvah itself, but you have a special schus that this mitzvah will bring, that you should have your children to come out of you, tamid chachomim, like the Rashi explains, ki ner mitzvah of the Torah, or a person does the ner mitzvah, and it seemingly means that if your zorah is, you want to do it, so Hashem, maybe nida kineged nida, will give you the schools having Torah or coming out from you, those generations that will be full of Torah. That's what the Rashi says. So therefore, this Ramah that says Torah desire has a tremendous, it's not just a nice thing, it's Zrizim Agdimim, that we say by mitzvahs, they should be Zorahs, you should be careful, do it quickly, and it has a tremendous school, a special thing to it, that with that we're going to have Zorahs to have, what the Gemara says, Zorahs to Trey Ravri Darbalan, to have come out from the person his children should be, Tamidei Chachamim. That's the halacha. But again, back to what we taught Tosfos. Tosfos tells us that if Bizman de Gemara, you light not in the right time, it's a safek, because one shita holds that the ilo adik mandik, you're not yoitza if you light afterwards. But then Tosfos says that Bizmaneinu, that we light for Bisnim, then it's not a problem. The Maral in the Sefer Ner Mitzvah asks on this Tosfos. He says, I don't understand. If the Gemara says that if you light the Shach Sakana, you can light on your table, then it Zohara means, it seemingly would mean, that you're Yoytze B'dievet if you light on your table. And it means that you are able to do the mitzvah, not L'chatchila, not in the preferred way, but B'dievet, you have fulfilled the mitzvah, you did it on your table. Meaning, that what it's necessary to light outside, what people see, to light it in the Pesach Beis or on the entrance of your house, facing outside, that people should see it, is to do a mitzvah that's better. But that's for sure, that b'di'evid, if you did it already, you have fulfilled the mitzvah if you lit it inside. So if so, you see that this thing of lighting when people are around is only a l'chatchila, is only the way it should be l'chatchila, not a b'di'evid. So if it's only l'chatchila, not a b'di'evid, so I don't understand Tosfos, says the Maral. If I can be yoytze b'shachak on the inside, so that means I'm yoytze b'di'evid, even without what we call the pirsum hanes, to the rabbim, to the many people outside, so if so, then why can't I light it after this man also? Let me light it after this man, because by lighting it after this man, I will also have in that not the pirsum hanes to everyone else, but I'm yoytze to the mitzvah for ourselves. Says the Maral. It seems to be from here that the only way I can understand Tosfos is not like with the assumption I made. The Maral says that Tosfos holds, his shita is that even though a person b'shas hakama can light in his house, but that's only when we have a pure shas hakama. We call 100% shas hakama. And there, the reason is because it's a special hakama. Really, you're not yoy to the mitzvah unless you light pesach beisam of the chutz. Unless you light right outside the door, everyone sees it. Guess what? When there's a sakana, the rabbis gave a special way to do the mitzvah, even though you can't, if you can't do it with the pierce of a nace, when you're in a time of a sakana, then you can do the mitzvah inside. But when it's not a sakana, and you would light inside, not that you're not in the time of the mitzvah, you're not doing the mitzvah b'di'evet in a not in the way, not in the preferred way, you're not doing the mitzvah at all. The shas sakana, says the Maral, that is a special takana miyuchet is b'shas takana, to light inside. Shalai b'shas takana, you're not yotza at all. That's how the Maral learns up in Tosfos. The Maral disagrees with Tosfos, and the Maral has a beer on that. But in understanding Tosfos, we see a tremendous point, a tremendous chiddush, that the whole din of shas takana, the whole din of shas takana is a special takana. That means, if we wouldn't have a time of shas takana, we could not say that you're yotza Hasilu b'di'evet. And therefore, this word comes to discussion in Chutzlarts, where the minig became that Mishum Sakana Eramater, so that minig stays. There's a rule that says that minig stays, and that's the way it's Noho Kilu. The Sakana was Chal, the Sakana took effect, and therefore, that's how we could do. There are many places that say that in Eretz Yisrael, that it seemed like we didn't continue with that. There were times that were dangerous even in Eretz Yisrael, there's no question. But therefore, there's a discussion in Eretz Yisrael where the minig is to light Pesach Beis Bechutz. Would a person be yotze b'di'evet if he lit inside? According to this, Maral's understanding of Tosfos. See soon, maybe, that we'll see from a Gra that he seemingly holds like this. But it seems even, we'll see now in a minute, and that's what I want to prove, that the Ritva, who does go with Tosfos, does not agree with the Maral's understanding of Tosfos. Number one, the Ritva asks Akasha. He says, "What does it mean with the shas sakana v'nichal shulchanai?" He says, "Pikuch nefesh." That's for sure. And a pikuch nefesh, you would not light outside; you light inside. Any mitzvah you don't do, even a mitzvah deraisa, you won't do when it's dangerous. You do it inside. So he says, when it says shas sakana, it doesn't mean sakamas nefashos, where it's dangerous for the person, but it means sakonas tsar oy eva. Doesn't need to have where it's a question of giving up your life to life in there, but even if it's going to cause tsar, you're going to have a difficult time with the neighbors, or they're going to hurt you but not kill you, or eva, which can create friction and difficulties with goyim, then you can also be make, well, that has been shasta coming. But what are we going to deduce from the richest question? The richest asked the question, what's the chiddush? What's the Gemara coming to tell us that when you test the concept of fashas, you can light inside? It's fashas. Any mitzvah you don't do if it's dangerous. You only do it in a way where it's not dangerous. But according to the Maral's understanding of Tosfos, not a question. Because what you would have done without the Gemara telling us is either you have one way to do the mitzvah outside, which is a pierce on my nose, where you are showing off the miracle by lighting it where people can see. If you can't do it in that way, in that oifen, then what you would do is you wouldn't light at all. That's true. The shas sakana, where it's a sakana in the flesh, you wouldn't do the mitzvah. Yeah, because you're not pukh nafesh, it's doifah kol atar kula, because where it's dangerous, you don't do a mitzvah, except what we call the gimel chamuras. So therefore, what you would do is don't do any mitzvah, because you can't do the mitzvah properly, you can't do it at all. The Gemara is telling us that the shas sakana, with the sakana in the flesh, the rabbis made a special sakana that you can do the mitzvah inside. Being that the Ritva doesn't say that, then that's very, very clear that the Ritva understands that the lighting inside, you're going to be the evid if you light inside. Not that it's a takam yuchedit. If so, because he asks, why do you need a special thing? Sakama, you can light inside. Sakama, pikuch nefesh, that's for sure you can light inside. Without a special takama. He just learns out that the Gemara means to tell you you don't need the sakamas nefashos where it's really dangerous for a person's life, but even if it's called Sakana Tsar or Eva, where it can be painful or create friction and difficulties with the goyim around you, Kimoba Tafat is referring to like the time it was in France at their time, then you would not have to light outside. So the mitzvah we see that you are yotze, you do have the mitzvah b'di'evit, if you like. Outside, inside, you would be yotze the mitzvah b'di'evit. Now we also see from other Rishonim, there's a Rashba, Ran, but it could be the Rashba is according to the Yeshita, but they also hold like that. They also hold like that. The Gemara says later on that if a person has this question, he only has enough ner, enough oil, to light one of two neiros, either ner beisoy or ner chamakah. The Gemara says, Amar Rava pshitili ner beisoy, he has only enough to light one of the two, what's that, neiros of Shabbos, or ner chamakah, ner beisoy odif. Why? Mishum shalom beisoy. Mishum shalom bayis. The Gemara, the Sarash explains shalom bayis, the person should get hurt, they should be siren to sit in the dark. So therefore, there's a special Indian, Mishum Shalom Bayis, seemingly on Shabbos, Meyuchat, because you have an Indian of covered Oinig Shabbos, so that you would have to light near Shabbos over near Chavka. Ask the Rashba, Rama, other Rishonim, they ask the question, why don't you just light the Neiros Shabbos on your table toward Neiros Chavka? Light the Neiros Chavka near Shabbos altogether on your table. Says the Rashba, this is a proof that Rava holds Osir L'shtamash L'Ora. Rava himself must hold Osir L'shtamash L'Ora. Because if Rava would hold Mutir L'shtamash L'Ora, that you're allowed to use the Nami, you can benefit, you can enjoy, use the Neiros Chanukah, then why do you have to go ahead and pick between one of the two, use the Ner Shabbos as the Ner Chanukah, and you can be L'shtamash L'Ora. If the Rashba even further, I can prove from here that you can't even use Ner Chanukah for a Kashrus de Mitzvah. If you're talking about using the Ner Chanukah to eat the Suda Shabbos, which is a mitzvah to eat the Suda Shabbos. So there's a proof that not only can't you use it for what we call Tashmish Tachol, for something that's mundane, but you can't even use Neiros Chanukah, what we call Tashmish a mitzvah, for doing an action of a mitzvah. But what we see from the Rashba is that if you hold Mutar L'shtamash, so you're allowed to use the Or, then you are allowed to go ahead and light inside and do have the Ner Shabbos together in Ner Chanukah. But if we say that the Iker Mitzvah is to light outside, then you're not Yotze. If you light inside, I can have a different answer. Maybe Rava can hold also Mutar L'shtamash L'Ora. You're allowed to use, benefit yourself from the Neiros Chanukah. But the reason you have a question of Ner Beisoy, Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah is because Ner Chanukah has to be lit in Pesach Beisoy Mevachutz, on the outside. Ner Shabbos has to be lit on the inside. Meaning that we don't say that answer. It's clear, it's understood from the Rashba, that b'di'evet ner chanukah, you can be yotze, ner chanukah is your light inside. So therefore he proves from the question of the Gemara, ner beis, ner chanukah, the Gemara that's clear, ner chanukah, very, very, it's not a question, pshitale ner beis, or adif, that it must be the Rava holds also the Shalom Shalom, and that we don't say the reason Rava says if you have to choose between two, because you have to light the ner chanukah outside, because b'di'evet, if you live inside, you are going to be yotze the mitzvah. That would be so far. The Ritva, when he says, explains the question of Ilo Adlik Madlik, the Ritva says to us, he brings down Toysus, Ulafi Pirusha Zeh Yeshafash Bechakul Kamar. The Il Adlik, if you lit Madlik Bechutz Adahi Shaisa, if you lit Bechutz, you're lighting Bechutz, then you light the first half hour outside. Ava Basar Hachin, Ein Moimadlik Elabifnin. When Tosfos says that those we who light, we're in kind of the Iker Mitzvah, we're lighting for outside, and therefore you should continue to, you only have the half hour to light outside, that means the question is lighting outside or lighting inside. But if you, after that half hour, you can have to light inside. Just because you can't do for Shusarabim, well, Nifter, you're not Nifter for the hecker of Dmei Beisoy, like the Gemara said, the Shasra Kona, Malikoy, Al Shulchan of Adayoy. I mean, the Ritva says, if you should also, according to what he holds, that the Evi, you're right inside, like the Maral asks, Toysus means to say, what does Toysus mean to say? Toysus means to tell us like this. You have two places of light. Either you light facing outside, or you light inside. The first half the hour, the Gemara says you should light outside, because that's the Iker Mitzvah, to light outside. If you didn't light that half hour outside, the Ilo Adlik, Malik outside. But if you didn't light the first half hour outside, then you light inside. That's what the Gemara would hold, the Ilo Adlik, Malik. That's what the Ritzel would, because the Ritzel explains to us that the mitzvah of Halakas Neiros Chanukah, but the Evidu or Yoritz, if you light inside, not only if you light outside. Because you have a question, where are lights? Once you didn't do the first half hour, then you don't let any more outside, which is the emphasis, the thrust of your reason for lighting is for to show off, to show the mitzvah, the nace for those who are outside. No, you do it inside, and you're lighting it to make a hecker to show the nace for those people who are inside your house. That's called for the nebeiso, not for the Yeshus HaRabim. That is what the Ritzvah says. And with this, we can understand places, and we understand everything that we discussed up till now. The places explains, tells us that if you did not light, you should still light. If you did not light within the half hour and you let it afterwards, Yadlik Mesafik. We said, what did we write? We like Mesafik. It should be a Safik Darabanan. But according to us, it's not a Safik if you're now anymore Mechuyiv to light or not. You're always Mechuyiv to light. You have to light the whole night. Everyone agrees you have to light the whole night. You can't get off from lighting. You have to light the whole night. The question is, though, where's the emphasis on Mechuyiv? You light outside or inside? Place that says, since there's another answer in the Gemara, so then I'll continue to light outside. But I'm a Mechuyiv in the mitzvah. I have to do the mitzvah. The question is, where I do the mitzvah? So it should be machmir to continue to do it outside, not to bring it inside. Why? Because there's another answer to the Gemara, and it could be still, even after that hour, the ikra of the mitzvah should still be done outside. But that's for sure that you have to light, and you have to light afterwards, so it's not a suffix if you light or not. The suffix really is where you light. And so it says, Miss suffix, you should continue lighting outside, and with a bracha, because the whole night is the zman for the hadlaka. Did you ever yoyt to inside? The whole night is the zman for the hadlaka. So that's for sure. Did they have it? Just you're not matan. The mitzvah minam muvkar. The question though is for surely where the light. So Tosfos says after the half hour you still continue lighting outside because the Gemara says another answer. But the mitzvah you're matan the whole night with what we call anshe beis or with your family. That's what Tosfos would hold. The difficulty with this is a seemingly almost a Gemara mekoreshes. This is what we said. They're showing the Ritzvah tells us clearly that you're there to be the Yevid. There are those, based on this Gemara, bring a rash in the Bir HaGra, that the Gra is almost outright the Farish that, like the morale on the seven places, that it's a Takana Miyuchet, it's a special Takana for Shas Takana. And if you don't have a situation of Shas Takana, then you're not. You're there to the Mitzvah if you light inside. But we just had a Ritzvah that said the Farish. We have other Rishonim that say B'Farish, that B'Di'evit, you should be able to light inside, to B'Di'evit, and how do we learn the next Gemara? The Gemara says, Mechav Beis on the days. Discussion, the Gemara discusses what's called Halakha Yisra Mitzvah, Hanakha Yisra Mitzvah. What's the Ikah of the Mitzvah? Halakha or Hanakha? The Gemara says that if a person would be Madlik Bifnim, brings on a Braitha, Dama Rava, sorry, a member from Rava, Hidlika Bifnim, you lit inside, if you lit inside and you took it outside, the Gemara is discussing the Zman, the Ikka Zman on Mitzvah, was to light outside. The Gemara says, if we say, Hadlaka is a Mitzvah, this is a Gemara in Chaf, Beis and Beis. If we say, Hadlaka is a Mitzvah, Hadlaka bin Klema Binan, you need to be Madlik in the right place. Mishum Hachel Loyasa Klum, that's why you didn't do anything. Hadlaka is a Mitzvah, what does it bother us? Where you lit it? My Loyasa Klum, whoever you put it down, that's where the mitzvah is. So even though you lit it in the wrong place, but where you put it down, that should make the koveh, should set up to us where you mekayim the mitzvah. I put it down in the right place, that's fine. So the Gemara says that if you lit inside and you took it outside, you lit in the wrong place, so therefore that's why not yoyt to the mitzvah. Before the Gemara answered up that by carrying it around, it looks like you're lighting for your own purpose. Before that, the Gemara says, you need halakim and klima. If you live in the wrong place, you're not yoytzer. Rashi explains, Iyam ebisham halakim and mitzvah mishamach lasa klum, nekivin dezuhi mitzvasai, tzarech shetiyasa b'makim chiyuvah. Since this is the mitzvah, what's the mitzvah of lighting outside? Pesach deisim v'chutz. If you live inside, it's no good, because you have to do the halakim b'makim chiyuvah in its place. And from the Gemara it comes out clear, very, very outright, the Feirish, that the reason you're not Yoytze is because you live in a place, but you're not Yoytze. You lit the place inside, you're not Yoytze the mitzvah. Halakha is a mitzvah, you live in a place you're not Yoytze, you took it to the place you are Yoytze, since halakha is a mitzvah, where you lit it makes a difference if you're Yoytze the mitzvah there or not. You live in a place you're not Yoytze the mitzvah, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah, even if you bring it later on to a place that you are Mekayim the mitzvah. From the Divrei HaGra it comes out clear, that the Zman, we're not in the time of Sakana. When we are in the time of Sakana, you're not Yoitza, the mitzvah is to live inside. But that's the, seemingly the most simple understanding of the Gemara. The Gemara almost can't be understood any other way. You need halakha and klima because lighting inside is not, it's makom of halakha. It's not like Rashi, you have to light the makom chiyuva. So this would make it difficult to understand if we learn that the heter of Shasta Kama is what we call the b'di'evah, your yoitza inside. If your b'di'evah, your yoitza inside, so the chayra, why is it not called makom chiyuva? So I'm just thinking to say with the word we said from the ritva. It's not the pshat in the ritva just simply that when you light inside, you're right to be the evid. Take it outside, that's more of a lechatzila, you get more of a piersum. The ritva tells us there are two types of piersum. There's two types of halakha. There's halakha la'anshe besa, for your family, and there's halakha lebnei rishus harabim. Those are two types of piersum. They're two eifanim, two ways. So therefore, if you want to do the ikur oifen of piersum l'rishus harabim, then copy that surah, copy that way of piersum l'nefesh that you're doing, you're not yoitza if you light inside. Because you're now changing from the piersum you do l'anshei beisoy to the piersum outside. And in relation to the piersum you want to do in the end, which is piersum l'rishus harabim, the lighting inside is not a good hadlaka. You have a choice to pick one of the two. Either inside, and you stay inside, or outside, and you have lit in the beginning, outside. But if you take it from inside to outside, in relation with what you're doing now, which is the piersum for the Shusha Rabin, the hadlaka inside, you're not right. So this is, I think, just in a nutshell, the question of how we understand the takama of Shasa Kama. There are those poiskim who are Machmeh, tried the Chatzila, the Yashav and other Poiskim, is my name, encouraged very much to light the Ikudim de Gemara in Eretz Yisrael, and Chutz Arts is already more Zerua, it says that it was already Kilu accepted the Kulat Remekel, but in Eretz Yisrael, encouraged very strongly, and even used very strong, very strong about being based on this Bir Agra, but we explain that other Rishonim do learn differently, and Kol Eched can do Lefi Minhagai. But it is din of lighting inside or outside, even in Eretz Yisrael. But definitely it's encouraged, it's roi, definitely the chachil according to everyone, if it's able to be done to light outside. Okay, that's the question. Okay, I just wanted to mention one other thing that's in the halachas of the ritual does bring out something to chachidah. She says that that would have said you light actually tichla regal in the shuk. She says it's really totally on each zman, each place. So the b'kol makom adavu kafim ashehu. V'minig ha'pashut says the ritva. She shiura kol zman shechomiyas hamoyfim shem l'kiyotim suchas. When the stores are open, so he says that you should really keep it lit. And the zman, the ikur zman of hadlaka is from shkia when you see the neiros, you see the neiros, you can see them outside, they're nicker till the stores close. The zman, the gemara, the store closed a half hour afterwards. But the zmanenu, they should, roy, it's proper to keep them lit even longer. That's what it just says. It's not brought down in Poiskim, in the Shulchan Aruch, and in the Sekelim, and the Mishnah Berurah, but Rav Sternbach and other Poiskim do bring this down, that it's roy, it's mahuder, to keep the neiros lit while people are still outside, based on the ritva that seems to be when the stores are still open. And after Yisrael, the stores, the makolot, are open till about 7, some 8 o'clock, they say. And every place is the Fima Shahu, what the knitting in that place would be Roy and the Hidr to continue to light for that.